This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. The College Life Podcast is here to provide you with ideas on how college students can design their life, be mindful and intentional about what they're doing while they're in college. We will also interview people who have already graduated from college, who currently work at a college, and current college students. Each guest will share their story, their struggles, their successes, and offer you tips on how to take ownership and make the most of your time while you're in college. Let's get to it. Welcome to episode number one. This is the first podcast on the College Life Podcast. I figured I would start by telling a little bit about my own story while I was in college. I grew up in a really small town in Central Florida. It was a really rural hometown, and I wanted to go to college growing up, but I was really scared about what that would look like because I had no idea what that would look like. Neither of my parents went to college, and they really wanted me to have the opportunity that they didn't get. So when I was in high school, I started applying to colleges and looking, and I ended up applying to two different colleges. The first one was a small private school that was located in about an hour away from my hometown. And then the second one was Florida State University, which is a large public state school that was about 3 hours from my hometown. I was super nervous about getting in. So at Florida State, I ended up applying to their summer program, which was a little bit less competitive. And it really is supposed to help you get acquainted to a large school. So I ended up choosing Florida State, and I chose it because when I was there, I went to go visit it for the first time, and I absolutely fell in love. I felt welcomed. The people there were so nice, and the vibe that I got when I was on campus, I just felt deeply connected to for some reason. And it's really out of my character, I feel like, to do something like that, but I just felt like it was right and that I needed to be at FSU. So I started that summer right after my high school graduation, and I was pretty homesick at first. The first couple weeks, I cried a lot and stayed in my room. I was really nervous and kind of anxious, I think, to get involved and meet new people, and I hadn't really had to do that much when I was in high school because I grew up in a small town and kind of knew everybody whenever I was in high school, so going to college, making friends was a little bit challenging at first, so I eventually started making some friends and getting involved. I went to a couple events with a campus organization, and that really helped me at least be around people and get to know people a little bit better, and it definitely made me a little less homesick. So I started college as an elementary education major. I wanted to be a teacher when I was growing up, and this particular program was pretty competitive. I think at the time they only selected 60 students for the program, and I ended up getting into early childhood education instead, which is basically preschool through first grade, I think, or maybe second, and then elementary education was kind of K through sixth grade. And so I was kind of bummed about that, but I really wanted to teach first grade anyways, so it still was going to work. So I got into it my junior year of college, and I was officially in, and I hated it. I had no idea what to do next, and it's weird because I had done all the right things that you're supposed to do to explore. I had had informational interviews. I had observed teachers in high school and elementary school. And I had asked them a ton of questions. I knew what it was like to be a teacher, but in that moment, whenever I was actually in the major, I felt trapped. Like it wasn't the right fit. And I kind of freaked out. And at the time I was a waitress at a restaurant on campus, and my supervisor said that I would be really great in hospitality and business. So I tried to change my major. Well, I didn't have any of the prereqs, and they basically told me that I could just graduate without a specific business degree, and I could just graduate with any kind of degree and work my way up in hospitality and in that field. So I was like, great, well, what other majors should I do? I had no idea who to talk to or where to go. So now that I work in the field of higher education, I know there are people on campus who can help you with these tough decisions. So if you are struggling with your major or you're uncertain about what to do after you graduate, know that there are a ton of people on campus to help you. Thinking about career counseling and also academic advising, those are a couple places that I would encourage you to start. So back to my major, I ended up going online kind of Googling. I don't even really remember. I just remember seeing a list of all the majors that that were offered at FSU, and Family and Child Sciences stood out to me. Family and Child Sciences, at the time, I had no idea what that meant, but I knew that I loved families and kids, and I thought, okay, well, this could be a good fit, and I felt like it was the right next step for me. So I ended up really enjoying the major. I no longer felt trapped like I did in education. And during my last year, I ended up connecting with one of my professors in the program. So I was sitting in class one day and he talked about graduate school. I had no idea what graduate school was. And if you're not sure either, that's okay. We're going to hopefully keep talking about those types of things. He basically told me to go to grad school and that going to graduate school would be a really good next step if you were staying with this degree and you were still interested in this degree. And he gave a lot of good reasons why, something about maybe making a bigger difference or making more money. I can't really remember, but it attracted me enough to say, okay, I need to go see this person. So I ended up going to office hours, and this was the first time that I had went to office hours outside of like a mandatory meeting. So I think my freshman year, I had an English class where I had to go meet with my professor to talk about a paper. But this was the first time that it was voluntary. And I went into his office hours, and he really just walked me through the process and supported me throughout the entire application process. I ended up going to graduate school after I graduated, and I went to FSU as well, and I got my master's degree in social work. So as I was finishing up, I started applying to jobs in the area. So at the time, I was still in Tallahassee, and I started working as an academic success coach at Florida State. So this is sort of like a life coach for freshmen, and we talked a lot about getting involved on campus, picking a major, paying for college, everything related to academics, connecting to various resources, and pretty much everything else under the umbrella. I did this for 3 years at Florida State, and it really changed the trajectory of my life. I had to ask so many questions to students that were purposeful and meaningful and really challenging for them. And when you start asking questions like that to other people, you can't help but answer them and try to figure out the answers for yourself as well. So I was asking students questions like, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? What skills do you want to grow in? How can I support you in this process? What are some ways that you want to get involved on campus? What are things that you can do now that will help you in your future? So this was a really fun time for me, and I had a lot of great supervision as well. And that really helped me grow as a professional. So then after 3 years at Florida State, I ended up getting married and I moved to Maryland, and it was kind of right outside the DC area, which was a pretty fun place to be for a little bit. So my husband was going to graduate school and I started working at a nonprofit organization that helped college students. Well, it helped first high school students. It helped them gain access to college. And then I was part of the process that kind of helped students while they were in college and kind of navigating that space. I mainly worked with college students. And so I did this for 2 years, and then I applied to go back to school and get my PhD. And what's interesting is I never thought I would get my PhD. I never really knew why somebody would or if I could, really, I guess. And I think it's just important, and I can tell this story at another time, maybe, if you're interested, but I had a lot of self-doubt going into a PhD, and there were things that I tried to do to convince myself that I could possibly do it. And yeah, I'll talk about that another time. So I am working on my PhD currently. My PhD is in higher education, and I currently live in Colorado. And to close up this first podcast, I really just want to leave you with three things that I've learned from my own experience as a college student and as my experience working with hundreds of college students across the country. So tip number one is really engage in your college experience. I'm talking about every aspect. So engage in your major, engage in your classes, engage with your peers and really make those connections. Engage with your faculty and go to the office hours, even if it's awkward. Try. Really engage in clubs or organizations or movements that you really care about. I think that sometimes there's this idea that you graduate and you're not going to be able to find a job. And while this can be reality for some people, what you do in college matters and can help you be more competitive when you graduate. So really engaging in these various things like your major, classes, peers, etc., can really help you be better prepared for life after graduation. The second tip that I have is clarifying your vision. Start asking yourself, what do you really want out of life? What is your purpose? What are you passionate about? So I personally went to college to get a job. I really wanted to be financially independent from my parents, so they would not have to support me when I graduated from college. And I really didn't start clarifying my vision outside of that until about 6 months ago. So I think if you can do this early in your life, it will save you a lot of pain and heartache in the long run. You'll enjoy your college experience more, and you will also have clarity once you do graduate and moving into your career. So the first step was really engage in your experience. The second is clarify your vision. And the third is believing in yourself. Out of all the things and all the issues that I've worked with students, believing in themselves and believing in yourself is one of the most challenging. So often we tell ourselves that we aren't good enough, that we're not smart enough, that we aren't attractive enough, fill in the blank, but we are not enough. And those are lies that we are told from society, and we have to stop believing them. And that's really hard to do because we hear those messages so frequently. If you can start believing in yourself, you're going to be able to accomplish more than you ever dreamed. So some ways that I still sometimes struggle with this, and things that I've kind of done to start believing in myself is hearing stories of success, hearing people who have overcome challenges and they're still experiencing a good life. And believing in yourself can really propel you and help you do more than what you ever thought possible. And another area of where, like, something that's really helped me out is just reading and watching positive people that will give me value. Everything that I follow on social media is giving to me. It's not taking away from me. So it's positive, it's inspiring, it's motivating. It's people who have experienced great challenge, but they also have a great perspective on life to where they're staying on their path because they have vision, because they know that they're on the right track, or they're trying to figure it out and then they're getting back on track. But they're doing amazing things in this world, and even though they didn't believe in themselves either at first, and sometimes they still struggle with it. So it's more common than you think. And if you can start believing in yourself, you're going to be able to be accomplished more than you ever dreamed. I also read a lot of self-help books, and if you're interested in that, let me know. But that's kind of how I have started to believe in myself and taking small steps towards my goals. So the first one is really engage in your college experience. The second one is to clarify your vision. And the third one is to believe in yourself. I'm also here to tell you that I believe in you. And I care about your success. Just listening to this podcast shows me that you care about your college experience and that you want to learn more. I strongly believe that you can get so much out of your college experience. And really designing that and being mindful about how you approach college is going to change the game for you. My college experience changed my life. I met so many incredible people. I was challenged in more ways than I can share in one podcast. And it's also opened up more opportunities than I ever imagined. I hope that this podcast helped you get to know me a little bit better. And I hope that you stay tuned for the rest of the spring semester. And I'm going to post more episodes and hopefully will help you make the most of your college experience. So for now, feel free to follow me on Instagram at The College Life Coach. And if you have questions or you want to hear about something specific that I mentioned either in this podcast or that you're going through, please feel free to DM me. Thanks for listening and have an excellent week.